WABC, New York.
You'll never mind a rainy day, a sky of gray way up above. Whoa, 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 laugh.
The 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast present the mayor of Texaco Town, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. Hello, everybody. Hello, Jimmy Wallington.
Say, Eddie, congratulations. I saw the preview of your new picture. You know, Alibaba Goes to Town?
Yeah.
And it's great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jimmy.
But anybody could have been good in that picture.
Is that so?
Yeah, that's so. Sure, certainly. With the wonderful scenery in Alibaba Goes to Town, the grand cast and magnificent background, any ham could have made a hit.
Oh, yeah, any ham. Well, with the Grand Canyon and Niagara Falls of scenery, with 125 million people as a cast, with all America as a background, you still haven't made good. How do you like that?
Well, wise guy, listen here. You promised to get both me and Renard in pictures. What about it?
Jimmy, on my word of honor, during the past week, I tried to sell you and Renard to every studio here in Hollywood.
Yeah? What did they say?
They told me to see Frank Buck. He's the only one making animal pictures.
Wise crackers, huh? Animals.
Yum, yum, yum. Animal crackers.
Yep. Oh. Stop, Renard, will you? I'm trying to get you and Jimmy in pictures.
Well, when? You already had a sample of our acting.
Listen, in the past, they had silent pictures. They called them just movies. At present, they have sound. They call them talkies. But you boys are the stars of the future.
The future?
Yeah, when they start making smellies. Seriously, boys, the only way for you lads to get in pictures is for us to form our own company. Of course, that calls for both money and brains.
Well, Eddie, all I have is $30, so I'll supply the brains.
Give us the $30, James. You got to contribute something. Now, what about you, Renard?
Oh, I'll raise some money. Today I sent back my polo suit, and tomorrow I'm returning my swimming pool.
How can you send back a swimming pool?
Yes, it ain't the right size anyway.
It's not the right size?
No, it's too tight around the hip.
Look, if you boys can't contribute money, you'll have to work at manual labor besides starring in the pictures.
Okay, but on my dressing room door, print Jack Renard, actor, writer, orchestra leader.
Too long. We'll just use the initials Jack Renard, A-W-O-L.
Tell me, Eddie.
Yep.
Eddie, what's your title?
Producer, writer, actor.
I get it. Eddie Cantor, P-W-A.
Yep. So you know that Renard keeps getting all the best lines lately? Jack, I promised to put you and Jimmy over in pictures, and I will.
Oh, thanks. But if you didn't, somebody else would.
Oh, it would, huh? I'll take it. Give me the phone. Hello? Hello? It's for you, Renard. Take it.
Oh, hello? Oh, hello, Dave.
Dave, I'll bet it's Dave Selznick, the producer.
Yeah.
No, Dave, it's too late, Dave. No, I don't need it. What? No, I'm all set. Sorry, try someone else. Goodbye, Dave.
What, you refuse to work in pictures for Dave Selznick?
No, I refuse to buy some long underwear from Dave Rubinoff.
Yeah! Jack Renard, you take the cake.
Goody, where is it?
No, Jack, it's figurative.
I don't care if it's lemon meringue. Cake is cake.
I think I have to star in pictures with you.
Don't worry. When the people see our name in electric lights, Renard and Wallington.
Now, wait a minute. You mean Wallington or Renard?
Renard and Wallington.
Don't fight, boys. Renard, look. You know that if they ever put up your right name, you know, the one you were born with in Boston in back of the grocery store, you know, there isn't an electric sign long enough to hold it.
You should talk, Cantor.
Yeah.
I happen to know your right name is Izzy Itchkovich.
Yeah. Quiet! It's a lie. My father gave me the name of Itchkovich because I was going to Notre Dame and he wanted me to make the football team.
Listen, Eddie, listen to me. Will you cut out the fooling? When do we start our picture company?
Jimmy, confidentially, I've got Pinky Tomlin out scouting for a leading lady. I'm waiting to hear from him.
Hey, here's our cowboy now.
Pinky Tomlin! Well, bless my soul. Well, the old Oklahoma boy, Pinky. You're late, you know.
Ah, shucks. The way they drive in this town, I'm lucky to be here at all.
Yeah?
Yeah, even the motorcycle cops are colorblind.
A motorcycle officer can't be colorblind.
No, well, one just stopped me and said, "What color's that light you just run through?" And I had to tell him it was red.
Yeah. All right, Pinky. Let's get down to business. Did you interview any girls?
Yes, Mr. Kenner, and I got a big expense account. Here it is, right here.
Is this the expense account?
Yes.
What is this? 30 cents for takeoff? Takeoff what?
Takeoff lipstick for my collar.
Yeah.
With gasoline.
Uh-huh, I see. Gasoline removes things. I never knew that.
Oh, yes, you did. You know Fire Chief Gasoline has removed the wolf from your door. Oh.
Listen, Tomlin, I sent you out to find a leading lady and you bring back an expense account. What's this? Income, $100.
Well, I was talking to one girl. Income her husband, and I had to give him $100.
Boy, you're growing up fast here with the Hollywood Knickerbocker. Pinky, I don't mind your spending my money, but we can't start our picture company until you get us a leading lady.
I've got one.
You have? Is she pretty? Where'd you meet her? What's she like? What's her name? Come on.
Oh, she's beautiful. Got a fine-looking figure.
Yeah.
And I know she'd be swell in pictures.
Yeah, what's her name? What's her name?
Caroli Lamport, and here's her picture.
Caroli Lamport? That's Carol Lombard, you... That's Carol Lombard.
Well, I still think she'd be swell for pictures.
Oh, you... Pinky, she's a cinematic celebrity. She goes with Clark Gable.
Well, if we get her, do you think we'd have to take him, too? Oh.
Well, if she coaxed us, maybe we'd take him, too. Yes, yes, we would.
Oh, Eddie.
Yeah, what is it, Renard?
Do you think it's good to have Gable and me in the same picture?
Jack, Pinky, Jimmy, listen. I'm going to put over this picture company without Gable, without Lombard, just with our own little group here. With Cantor in our pictures, we'll always be sure of laughing.
Yes, and with Renard and me as dramatic stars, we'll always be sure of crying.
And we'll get the Anna Durbin in our pictures, then we'll always be sure of eating. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the Anna Durbin who brings you Gian and Amia from Rudolph Frimmel's operetta The Firefly.
Every car owner will find it worthwhile to look at pages 44 and 45 of this week's Saturday Evening Post. There you will see an automobile encircled by a dotted red line. And the title, we call it Circle Service. Briefly, Circle Service is the new systematic Texaco method of completely checking your car in quick time. The Texaco dealer circles your car, cleaning your windshield, rear window, stoplight, and headlight lenses. He notes the condition of your tires and checks the radiator and oil. Circle Service helps prevent needless wear and tear on your motor and may save you inconvenience and expense on the road. But even more important, it helps to make for safer driving. So for Circle Service and high-quality Texaco products, next time, try a Texaco dealer.
Oh, Jimmy, it looks almost set.
Well, Eddie, then you're really serious about organizing a picture company, eh?
What do you mean, Jimmy, we're ready to go, except for one thing. We've got producers, writers, actors, everything except relatives.
Relatives?
Certainly, you can't run a picture studio in Hollywood without relatives, you know.
I see, Eddie. Then you can get started right away. Your father-in-law is here.
Not Ida's father.
Yes.
Ida. Hello, Papa. Hello, Papa. Come in.
Hi,
what brings you here to Hollywood?
Oh, I heard about your picture company, so I thought you might have a little something for me to do.
Yes.
You know, just any little thing. A producer, a director.
Just anything at all, producer.
Not particular.
Why, they only get $50,000 a year.
That's all right for a start.
For a start? Look, Pop, $50,000 is a fortune here in Hollywood.
Not if you eat at the Trocadero.
Yeah. Is that where you hang out, Pop?
Yeah, when you want me, you'll find me overeating at the Trocadero.
Yeah, if you're at the Trocadero, you're not overeating. Will you do me a favor? Look, Papa, will you do me a favor? Forget about work. Go over to my house.
Oh, I've been there already,
Eddie.
I can see
you have. Yeah. You're wearing all my clothes.
Oh, no. That's not true. Not all your clothes.
No?
No, the socks are mine.
I don't like that, Pop.
You're complaining, huh? Eddie, how you've changed.
Oh, Papa, will you please go and leave me alone?
Oh, trying to run me out. Eddie, how you've changed.
Look, Dad, I've got a picture company
all
here
right,
on my hand.
All right, goodbye. Good luck. Yeah. And remember, Eddie, I'm depending on you to bring home the bacon.
The bacon? Oh, Pop, how you've changed. Jimmy, my relatives have started to come, and I haven't even got financial backing for the company.
Oh, it's too bad, Eddie, that Universal wouldn't let Deanna Durbin make pictures for us.
And my contract with 20th Century prohibits me from making any outside pictures, you see?
Say, I've got an idea.
What is it?
Would you like another Shirley Temple?
Would I like another Shirley?
Yeah, would you?
I'd love it.
You would?
Sure.
All right. Betty, come in here with a baby.
Betty Jane Wellington. Well. Your wife and baby.
Eddie, I'm sure my Barbara Jane is another Shirley Temple.
But Betty Jane, your baby's only 9 weeks old.
Well, that's just it. She's amazingly clever for her age.
Yeah?
I'll show you. Barbara Jane, say something for Uncle Eddie.
Yeah. Uncle, tell me, what did she say?
What did she say? Why, she said, it's nice being here with Mommy and Daddy. I'm only sorry the Grandma and Grandpa aren't here to witness my professional debut.
You got all of that out of Oogle, Boogle, Boogle, Woogle?
Every bit of it.
What does she do, talk shorthand? Jimmy, the baby's not smart enough for pictures.
Oh, no? Say, would you believe that when the baby was 3 weeks old, she designed all of my wife's dresses?
Huh?
She cut out the patterns and sewed them with her own hands?
Yeah, you think that's something? My little daughter, Janet, she's 10, swam from here to Kathleen and back, then played 4 sets of tennis, changed the spark plugs on my car before she shingled the roof. 10 years old. Yeah, 10 years old.
Listen here. This little infant of mine picked up Jack Renard's violin and from memory played the Meditation from Taiyi.
Oh, poof. My 10-year-old Janet in one afternoon read Anthony Adverse and Gone with the Wind, then sat down and knocked off 1,000-word editorial for the American Mercury. How do you like a thing like
that? Oh, Benny, yeah.
All right, Jimmy, you stop lying and I'll stop lying. Yes, Betty?
Yeah, if one of you will hold the baby, I'll have her recite.
Well, Renard isn't doing anything. Let him hold her.
Gosh, I haven't held a baby on my lap in years.
Renard, you haven't had a lap in years. Look at, will you go ahead, baby? Look at
them.
Hello,
sure.
Baby. Go on, recite for Uncle Eddie. Go on, then.
There you are. See, that was...
I know, the Gettysburg Address. Yeah. Look, even if the baby wasn't our picture, who can you get to write a part where a person talks but doesn't say anything?
Oh, that's easy. Just get the fellows who write your radio programs.
Yep. Oh. Even then, the baby's too young to walk on the stage.
Well, I can carry the baby on and do my dance.
See, that's right. Betty Jane was considered one of America's finest tap dancers before she married me.
Yeah, but the minute she married you, Jimmy, the jig was up. And so is this conference.
Oh, forget me. But our baby is really a star.
No.
She's so smart. Why, she listens to the radio and recognizes everyone on this program.
She does?
Yes. She applauds her Papa Jimmy.
She giggles at Renard and Pinky.
Yeah, and what does she do when she hears me? Come on. Come on, speak up. What does she do when she hears me? Come on.
Oh, it doesn't mean anything.
What?
A kid's got to cry sometime.
Wait a minute. You mean to say the baby howled?
No, it was more of a whimper, like she was being stuck with a safety pin.
Well, I hope she doesn't think I'm a pain in the neck.
Neck? I can see you don't know where babies use safety pins. Yep. Good night.
Jimmy, I'm sorry now I started the whole thing. If only somebody would come along with $1 million... I show you how to produce pictures.
$1 million?
Say, you can't stop me from dreaming.
Well, doggone, that's the title of my song. Better whip me up a little music here, Mr. Renard. You can stop me from kissing you. You can stop me from cuddling too. You can treat me mean, honey, that's all right. But I'll get even with you tonight, 'cause you can't stop me from dreaming. You can stop me from holding hands. Make me listen to your commands. You can say no, no, honey, that's all right. But I'll get even with you tonight, 'cause you can't stop me from dreaming. From 1 o'clock till 9, I'll dream you're mine. I'll steal a kiss. See what you're gonna miss. You can stop me romancing you. You're the boss now, but we're not through. You can turn me down, honey, that's all right. But I'll get even with you tonight, 'cause you can't stop me from dreaming. Jimmy Wallington thinks he can act. The guy is squirrely, and that's a fact.
When I make love to Garbo, I'm telling you, fellas, Canter will be 6 delicious flavors of jealous.
But you can't stop Jimmy from dreaming. Eddie Canter is a dreamer too, and he's got one dream that ain't come true.
The stork brought me 5 bundles of joy. Maybe the 6th one will be a boy. Quiet, Ida. I'm only dreaming.
Now when you stop a horse, you holler whoa. But when you stop for gas, you holler for Texaco. You can stop the stars and the moon above. You can stop anything but love. Now the love bug bit a mighty king, made him give up everything. But you can't stop him. You can't stop me. You can't stop nobody from dreaming. No.
I don't want to see any press agent. We have no money for our picture company. What's the use?
Mr. Canter, I'm right on the job. Money, millions will come when I put you over.
Say, wait a minute. Are you a good press agent?
Good, plenty good. Look, this week I'll have your name on the front page of every newspaper in America.
This week? How?
You divorce your wife, Ida.
Oh, that's fine. You got a good idea? That's fine. Why don't you have me commit suicide?
That's for next week.
Wait, I'm screwy for listening to you, but go on. How? Tell me, how do I divorce Ida?
That's a cinch. Look, you take a yacht trip alone with Marlene Dietrich.
Yeah.
It's all set. I can get the yacht.
Listen, Marlene Dietrich would never tolerate this publicity stunt.
Say, Canter, I know Dietrich. She can't refuse. She hasn't got a leg to stand on.
If you say she hasn't got a leg to stand on, brother, you don't know Dietrich.
Don't worry about that. You just listen to this.
Yes.
Look, Miss Dietrich and you sail out about 40 miles.
40 miles.
Into the ocean.
Yes.
Boom.
Boom.
The engine blows up.
Yes.
You're both thrown into the water.
Yes.
You're a hero. You swim ashore 40 miles with her on your back.
Wait a minute. How can I carry Miss Dietrich for miles?
Why not? You've been carrying Renard and Wallington for years.
Yep. Wait a minute. Samuel, be reasonable. Think of something sensational, but not crazy.
Okay, I got it. I make them up like nothing. Look, what's the highest building in Hollywood?
All right, the Equitable.
All right, good. We'll stretch a tight wire from the top of the Equitable building across the street to the Taft building, and we'll have you walk across blindfolded playing a harmonica.
Yeah. Oh, go away from me, you fool. Listen, Mr. Fields, listen. For the I'm Eddie Cantor, comedian, producer, father of children. I refuse to risk my life. I don't take any chances.
No, well, I've heard your programs for years. Cantor, you don't know the chances you've been taking.
Out.
Mr. Cantor, there's a government man here, and he demands to see you.
A government man to see me?
Yes, sir.
You sure he doesn't want to see Jessel? Me want to see?
Yes, sir.
Look, all right, Pinky, I have nothing to fear. send him in. I'm Pinky.
Yes, sir.
Phone and ask the Texaco people if they'd mind if we broadcast from Alcatraz if we have to.
This way, sir, this way.
Come right in. Yes, sir?
Say, is your name, are you Eddie Cantor?
Oh, yes.
How are you?
Not so good. In fact, I'm in no shape to travel.
Travel where?
Oh, anywhere, especially on an island where there's a draft.
Yeah? Well, let's get down to business.
Yeah.
I'm from Washington. The Reconstruction Finance Corporation wants to lend you money for your new picture company.
Isn't this a wonderful country?
Just a minute here. We'd like to know something about this picture company of yours, don't you see? What you intend doing and so forth?
I'm going to make stars out of James Wallington and Jack Renard.
Is that good?
No. But it will bring back prosperity to this country. A greatest prosperity than we've ever known.
All this from Wallington and Renard's pictures?
Yeah, look. Any picture starring those two guys must be something terrible, awful. Yeah. Nobody goes to see it. Everybody walks miles to avoid seeing it.
Yeah.
Walking wears out shoes. People buy more shoes. Storekeepers keep ordering and reordering. The factories put on more help. Buy more machinery.
Say, that sounds like something.
That's just a start. Millions of people walking away from thousands of theaters where Renard and Wallington's picture's playing. Walking. That creates an appetite. Millions of people going into restaurants to eat. Eggs, milk, butter, bread, cheese, meat, fruits. There's a shortage of food.
Yes.
There's a shortage of food. The prices go up. That helps the farmers. And they can use a little help.
That's right.
The farmers get some money. What do they buy? Automobiles. What do automobiles use? Gasoline. The best. What is the best? All right, I'll say it. Fire Chief. Who sells Fire Chief? Texaco. Who works for Texaco? Cantor. The company makes more money. Who gets a raise? Cantor. When I do, I celebrate. What do? I open up...
A bottle of wine.
No, another antique shop. Quiet, will you please? Quiet. I open up my wallet for my wife and daughter so they can buy more dresses. Silk dresses. Where does the silk come from? Japan. Who takes the silk from the silkworms? The Japanese. Where are the Japanese? In China. To fill the orders, the Japanese leave China. The war is over. International commerce resumes. Importing, exporting. People are happy. Money is plentiful. Prosperity is here. And why? All on account of Wallington and Renard's putrid pictures. Is that good?
I want to say it's marvelous. You don't know what you've got there.
I don't know. I wrote the darn thing. Listen.
Now, how much money will you need to finance this picture company?
$1 million.
Okay. If you can put people to work, the government will back you.
Yeah.
Now, what'll be the name of your picture company?
I'll make up a name. Wait a minute. Paramount is a great company, and so is Universal. We'll call my company Paramount Universal.
But isn't that too long?
The public will shorten it up. When they see Wallington and Renard's pictures, it won't be Paramount Universal. They'll be saying P.U. from coast to coast.
Circle Service is the kind of service for your car that should go hand in hand with high-quality Texaco products. Hence, thousands of Texaco dealers from coast to coast have pledged themselves to give you Circle Service when you stop for Fire Chief gasoline. And remember, Fire Chief is the only gasoline that is weather-matched to the 24 different United States weather areas. Fire Chief is made to match local temperatures and climate. So as days grow colder, it gives you quick starting in less than 10 turns of the engine, warms up your motor faster, saves you as much as 30% on short trips. For high-quality Texaco products and Circle Service, next time, try a Texaco dealer. In October 1922, Eddie Cantor introduced and popularized the song he now sings for you. Many of you old-timers will recognize it when Eddie gets to the chorus.
Little Lily was oh so silly and shy. and all the fellows knew she wouldn't bill and coo. Every single night some smart fellow would try to cuddle up to her, but she would cry. Ma, he's making eyes at me. Ma, he's awful nice to me. Ma, he's almost breaking my heart. I'm beside him.
Mercy, let his conscience guide him.
Ma, he wants to marry me. Be my honeybee. Every minute he gets bolder. Now he's leaning on my shoulder. Ma, he's kissing me. Ma, he's making eyes at me. Ma, he's awful nice to me. Ma, he's simply breaking my heart. When such love hits you, a girl must know some jiu-jitsu. Ma, he wants to marry me. Be my honeybee. Hurry, dear, and call the preacher. I've been through a double feature. Ma, he's kissing me. We know that roses won't grow at our door unless we plant them there. We've learned the happiness that we are striving for is what we make it. Here's how we take it. What does it matter if skies are not blue? Life doesn't show us a rose-colored view. Yet we go along like the other folks do, making the best of each day. What if our clothes have been worn quite a bit? A little old-fashioned in style, we'll admit. We fix it and sew it and change it to fit, making the best of each day. There are many things that we miss. Still our hope is never gone. We've learned that a smile and kiss will help us carry on. What if our dreamboat somehow doesn't sail? Whether we're lucky or whether we fail, we go along till the end of our trail, making the best of each day. You know, these aren't easy times, folks. We're having hard years. We suffer our heartaches, our sorrows, our fears. But cares don't grow lighter with worry or tears. Just make the best of each day. Look, yesterday's troubles are over and done. Don't think of tomorrow. It hasn't begun. Just try what I say. Take your days one by one and keep making the best of each day. You may not have riches or fame or success. Those things are just froth, just bubbles, just foam. I've tasted them all, and they're all so much less than friendship, a wife, kids, and a home. With love, health, and friends, you can hold your head high. God's in his heaven, the sun's in the sky, and you have a treasure that money can't buy, making the best of each day. I love to spend each Wednesday with you, as friend to friend. I'm sorry it's through. Good night.
Tune in next Wednesday for another Texaco Town broadcast starring His Honor the Mayor, Eddie Cantor. And next time, try a Texaco dealer. The part of Betty Jane Wallington was played by Lucille Meredith. James Wallington speaking from Hollywood, California. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Nine p.m. BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time. WABC, New York.